Thank you.
In his first address to Congress in 2009, Mr. Obama aimed to inspire confidence amid the worst financial crisis since the Great Depression.
Though we are living through difficult and uncertain times, tonight I want every American to know this. We will rebuild, we will recover, and the United States of America will emerge stronger than before.
Since then, he has used the State of the Union address to talk about events that have shaken the nation, such as mass shootings. Now, empowered by his re-election, he is pushing Congress to strengthen gun control and pass immigration reform. James Carafano is with the Conservative Heritage Foundation.
Obviously, immigration is going to be a big issue. Gun control, gun violence is going to be a big issue. I mean, those hot-button issues. It's going to have a lot to say about the budget, because we'll still be in the middle of the budget thing.
Deficit reduction and cuts to government spending facing a March deadline for agreement with Congress are also likely to be highlighted in the speech. But John Sides of George Washington University says Mr. Obama has to strike a balance between economic progress and the ongoing hardships of many Americans.
Economy's improving. His approval is up slightly. But I think we're still in pretty tenuous territory. And, I mean, mass unemployment is very much still with us and likely will be with us for some time.
In last year's address, Mr. Obama marked the end of the U.S. combat role in Iraq and declared that Osama bin Laden was no longer a threat. This year, he will likely again discuss Afghanistan and the timeline for withdrawing most U.S. combat forces by 2014. Anthony Cordesman at the Center for Strategic and International Studies says the Arab world is likely to figure in Tuesday's speech.
He's certainly going to talk about the problems with the upheavals in the Arab world and about the fact that it's obvious now this isn't a spring, it's probably a decade. And without really active U.S. diplomacy, without a mixture of United States economic and military aid, without a constant effort to sort of build up stability and more democratic regimes in the region, things are going to become a far more serious threat.
Mr. Obama will also need to send a message that Republicans and Democrats in Washington should cooperate more, says John Sides.
Then we might be starting to witness maybe a little bit of a restoration of Americans' trust and faith in government, in addition to their feelings about Obama himself.
Sides says Republicans are listening more carefully to voices within their party that warn against endless confrontations with Mr. Obama. Dan Robinson, VOA News, The White House.